USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I'm signing the law, the Chips and Science Act, a once-in-a-generation investment in America itself.
President Biden speaking at the White House on Tuesday. The bill will aid companies in developing the technology of the future. The legislation also aims to ease reliance on China by ramping up domestic manufacturing of semiconductor chips. A majority of Americans over 50 are very likely to get an updated COVID vaccine booster shot this fall. That's according to a new University of Michigan poll, which puts that number right around 61%. The figure rises to 68% when the question is asked of folks 65 and older. Google is back online after users around the world reported the search engine not working from late Monday into early Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her recent trip to Taiwan wasn't about China, it was about Taiwan.
I don't think that the president of China should control the schedules of members of Congress or anyone else who wants to visit Taiwan.
Speaking with MSNBC's Morning Joe on Tuesday, Pelosi pointed out that American officials have visited the island nation before without incident. Beijing expressed outrage over Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last week, which it considers part of its territory. A new Ipsos-Axos poll found that many Americans of both parties are now considering moving from their home states to new locations where their political beliefs hold sway. Over 30% of Americans have considered making such a move in the past 6 months. Overall, 38% of people who said they are considering a move will go to a red state compared to 34% who would move to a blue state and 28% to a swing state. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The House is expected to take up a big spending bill that was passed in the Senate. Senator Roger Marshall, Republican from Kansas, reacts to the Inflation Reduction Act, as it's being called, and the $80 billion that's being used to fund the IRS.
This will disproportionately impact small businesses and people that don't have lawyers and accountants full-time within their offices as well. So once again, Joe Biden is creating another tax, just like inflation is a tax on middle-income, hardworking Americans as well. This will be another tax on hardworking Americans.
Vaccine volunteers are needed.
Volunteers are being sought in the U.S. and Europe to test the first potential vaccine against Lyme disease in 20 years. Cases are rising, and warming weather is helping ticks expand their habitat. A vaccine for people was pulled off the market in 2002 due to a lack of demand. That left bug spray and tick checks as the only options available to us humans. Dogs, on the other hand, well, they've long had a vaccine available to them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Detroit Lions will be the focus this NFL preseason as Hard Knocks get set to debut on HBO Max. The series will follow the Lions as they prepare for the season and the second year under head coach Dan Campbell. Hard Knocks debuts on HBO Max Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.